We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, you can go to WBEZ.org or our very own website, which is waitwait.npr.org. Panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Brian, in what may be a first, a researcher from Britain discovered a wild brown bear in Alaska doing what in the woods?
Okay, not stealing picnic baskets,
no.
Clearly. You have to give me the teeniest hint on this.
Well, even bears need a spa day every now and then.
Oh, he was taking a soak in a one of those hot springs?
You're getting there, but that's not that unusual. Like, well, living in the woods is just hell in your pores, apparently.
Giving himself a facial?
He was giving itself a facial, is what the bear was doing.
Exfoliating bears?
The bear, yes. I know, it's true. The bear had picked up this barnacle-covered rock, and he was rubbing in its own face and rubbing off this dried skin. Scientists say this is the first time they've witnessed a bear using a tool for any purpose, and it proves that bears are both more intelligent than previously suspected and also surprisingly vain.
You should see them in their yoga class.
Oh, it's terrible.
I guarantee you're going to see this, whatever this bear facial stuff at the Whole Foods for like $55. And yeah, I guarantee you, you will see bear facial, organic bear facial.
Imagine.
Barnacle bear rock.
Let's all take a moment to spare some pity for the bears when they discover waxing.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
Because, boy, after you come out of hibernation, you got all that undercoat.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to get that out.
This explains why when you're taking a bear out on a date, it takes forever for it to get ready.
Right.
Like, how long?
How long is it going to be? All right.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded.